then it won't go away. 'Cause there's lots for me to say, but I don't talk about it. I won't talk about it. I don't talk about it. I won't talk about it. Hello. So you should have already heard an introduction, but if not, I'm going to briefly because I'm using two different programs here, and so the reason being that this is a recorded a video, and so Abba Father, the Lord put this on my heart to share just briefly, because you probably already did get an introduction, but just briefly before we start, I already prayed in. You know, the Lord has been putting on my heart to share this for the reasons of salvation, for the good news, for the gospel, an apocalyptic gospel. For we know the last week that we are waiting for being Jacob's trouble, okay? And we do this first to the Jew, okay? Because this is going to happen in Israel, and it's going to be very serious. It's going to be very like never before. And so I'm not doing this to at all disrespect anybody. I'm doing it out of the love of Israel, because I know I have been grafted into Israel. I am a firm believer in Yahweh, Yeshua, as my Lord and Savior. And so I do this to warn, okay, because there is a teaching out there that although we know that the Roman Empire did a lot of damage and a lot of hurt, a lot of killing, okay, happened to Israel. Okay, we know this happened. We know the Crusades that happened by Christians, you know. But at the same time, we also know what the Ottoman Empire did also. And we're going to be reading about that, because although many believe, and they still firmly believe, you will hear a news, okay? You will hear that it is a revival of a Roman Empire that is going to come in those days. And that is not, in my opinion, biblically wise, it does not make sense. As far as what they did to Israel, I understand how hurt many rabbis are and how firm they are in their way of thinking, because it was a devastation of what happened in AD 70. And so, you know, I'm just going to do my best to explain that the revival is not going to be a revival of a Roman Empire, but it's going to be a revival of an Ottoman Empire that is growing right now. It's in the process. And I'm going to bring you biblical evidence, if you want to say biblical scriptures that talk about this day. First of all, it's like almost like the elephant in the room. People, they just don't like teaching on this, and for a good reason, because you know, I know many does not want to listen to doom and gloom, okay, but it is scriptural, and the Lord will allow this to happen. And we're going to be reading scripture that says that he's the one that's going to bring this army against his own beloved Israel. But he is also going to come to the rescue, and Israel will survive, and a remnant will survive, and he will begin the thousand-year millennial kingdom here on earth. And so so there's good rejoicing I'm going to be going through. Of course, you know, this is the day we wait for. But there's going to be a terrible day before that happens. And that is Jacob's trouble. That is the invasion. That is the abomination that causes desolation. That is the last 7 years, the last sabbatical cycle of 7 years. And so we want to prepare. This is why I am making this video, not just because to say, well, I know these things and you know, I know the scriptures. It's not for that. It's not for that. It's to warn Israel of a coming day that this is going to happen. And can we stop it? No, we can't stop it. We can help. We could help by preaching the good news, the gospel of salvation. because this is what we're being saved from. It was part of it. And also, okay, of course, hell. Okay, this is what we're being saved from. And so we preach the gospel. This is how we can help. We preach the good news, but we do not keep this. We should not keep this from anybody else. We should warn others of this coming day. And not only Israel, but the earth is going to experience something tremendous. Now, I know everybody says, yes, come, Lord, come, Yeshua, come, Bo Yeshua, come. But before that day happens, it's going to be very great and terrible. Okay, and so we have to prepare. If he doesn't come in our lifetime, in our generation, in my generation, then we got to prepare our children. Okay, but first and foremost, where's it all going to happen? In Israel. Okay, and so we want to prepare those there in Israel. We want to prepare, okay, spiritually, number one, that they would be saved, that they would be born again, that they would believe in Yeshua as their Savior. Okay, and so this is why I'm making this video. I'm going to try not to get too excited because I do get excited when I go through scriptures. But on a somber note, this is why I'm bringing you this video. Okay, and so you probably heard an introduction already, being that this is going to go on different platforms. But if not, there's the introduction there. Okay. So I'm going to be using this screen share. Okay. To bring you these things, biblically and, just different websites to show, why I believe, truly believe, scripturally believe that it's going to be a revival of the Ottoman Empire and the mixture of all those other empires that conquered Israel. Okay. And biblical scripture that the Lord is going to allow this to happen. He's going to bring them against Israel. And this is scripture, okay? And so let's go ahead and start now. All right, so that was a brief introduction. Like I said, you should have heard another introduction. And so anyhow, here we go. So we're going to start, and we're going to be doing Ezekiel chapter 38 all the way to 48, okay, 10 chapters, but I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we're going to go through this in sections, and we're also going to be bringing you how important the Sabbath days are, how important the new moon celebrations, which so much replacement theology has deceived so many by thinking that these ways are abolished, okay, and that is furthest from the truth. And if we're going to be celebrating these things in the millennial kingdom, you would only know that they were never abolished. And they really hold an important factor for us today to celebrate the Sabbath, the new moons, Passover, the feast days. We're going to be getting into that in this same chapter. So this chapter of Ezekiel, these chapters, chapter 38 all the way to the end, 48 to the end of the book, I would suggest you highly read it on your own time. And other scriptures that I'm going to be bringing to you today, as far as Zechariah chapter 14, which also is a secondary witness of this millennial kingdom that will be here on this earth. When Yahweh the Son, I call him Yahweh the Son because him and the Father are one, Yeshua and the Father, Yahweh is one. He's King of the universe. He is creator of all things, okay? And so he is going to be ruling and reigning from Israel. And so we're going to go to Zechariah chapter 14. And also we're going to be touching in on Joel chapter 2. All these are going to be tied in together. But we're going to start in Ezekiel chapter 38. And then as I'm going along, and just to let you know, this is probably going to be part one, part two, maybe even part three, as I will edit this video in certain sections, okay? And so if it just ends, I'll end it. If it just ends, you know that I have edited it, and it'll be coming out the following week or whenever it comes out, okay? And be sure to watch all of them, okay? Because we're going to touch on every single thing that I just mentioned, the feast days, the end times, last 7 years, the Antichrist. We're going to be touching on that. And yes, and the feast days, how important they are, in the millennial kingdom and right now, that we celebrate them right now, the commandments of our Lord. Amen. And so let's go ahead and start. So we got Ezekiel chapter 38. Okay, and we're going to begin. Blessed be the word of the Lord. And this is always to exalt Yahweh, our Lord, our God, our Father, Yeshua. Amen. And so here we go. Yahweh's word came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, the Lord Yahweh says, Behold, I am coming, I am against you, Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed in full armor, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them handling swords, Persia, Cush, and Put with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his hordes, the house of Togarmah in the uttermost parts of the north, and all his hordes, even many peoples with you. Okay, so we're going to stop there, just going to park it there for a second, and yes, I'm going to park it there for a second. And you know, just like I said, we're going to go into detail, but not too much detail, because I know if you're listening to this, then you're already, you've already been maybe studying into this. You maybe have heard other things about Rosh, the name Rosh. And this is where they get it's Russia. Now, this is furthest from the truth. And that's the only explanation they would have, is that Rosh sounds like Russia. Okay, but you have to understand, when this was written, it wasn't even, Russia wasn't even named Russia. Okay, they didn't even have that name, first of all. And that is a very weak explanation, just because, you know, and I'm talking about very scholars that are very intelligent. They have said because of the sound, that's their argument, because of the sound, okay, that it sounds like Russia. That's why. And then all this going on with Russia today, and they said, oh, it's that time, you know, it's going to be Russia. But that's farthest from the truth. Now, what I'm saying here, does Russia have nothing to do with anything? No, we know there's others that will play a part. But when it comes to the Bible, it is Israel-centric. I'm going to be showing you some maps that everything that Bible talks about is Israel-centric and all the surrounding nations. This is what it talks about. And we know Russia is in the far north, all the way up there. Yes, they are. And will they play a part in it? Well, we got to see. But the Bible does not mention Russia. It doesn't mention China. Okay. It doesn't mention these by name. It doesn't mention the United States of America. Okay. So we remember, we got to stick to that, that it's Bible centric. It's Israel centric, the Bible, when it talks about these things. Okay. These prophecies, these places, although the ancient maps will say one name, like the names that we're going to be reading right now, they'll say the name, okay? But the actual geography never changes. Now, the names have changed. Of course, we don't see those ancient names, but the geography never changes. And this is how we must look at it. And also, there is a teaching that actually goes by the people groups, like the people moved from this place to this place, and then from this place to this place, but that is actually going by the seed line. Okay, in other words, the group of people, they immigrated to another nation. Okay, and so many immigrated from this nation to this nation, and you, if you do that type of study, okay, you'll have people that have immigrated all the way to Chicago, okay? And so we can't go by that. That's why we go by geography. Who is there now? What are those places today in modern day? Okay, and so this is where you'll know what's going on here and where these places are at. Now, before we start, also, I would just want to let you know that in Google Map, if you look for maps in Google, you're going to find maps that have been altered to fit the revived Roman Empire or to fit places within Asia Minor. This is where this is at, that have placed them in other places. So I highly suggest we're going to be bringing you some biblical atlases, Bible atlases. That's what you want to read out of, not Google it. Now, is there some that you can actually that line up with a Bible atlas? Yes, yes. But there is many that don't. They'll place Rosh, Meshach, Tubal. They'll place them all over the place, okay? And you don't want to do that. You want to get a Bible atlas, and I'm going to show you four of them today, okay? And it all places these cities, these places, it puts them all in Asia Minor. On the biblical atlases, this is where you want to go to for this information, okay? So just so you know that, if you're studying this and you believe it's going to be a revived Roman Empire, you also have to really consider this, because this is a big teaching that has just gone out of hand. And once again, I know that the Roman Empire did a lot of damage. And it is mentioned in the book of Revelation. We're going to be showing you that also. But so were six other empires, okay? Six other empires. And so we're going to be showing you that also, okay? And so if I'm kind of all over the place with this, please forgive me. But hopefully I could convey this to you and in a right manner, okay, and explain this to you in a right manner so that you would understand, okay? And so, once again, Yahweh's word came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, the Lord Yahweh says, Behold, I am against you, Gog. So we know that he is against Gog. He doesn't agree with what they're doing. He does not agree at all of what they're doing, the atrocities they are doing. But this is the beast. You got to understand, this is the beast that is rising, and he's going to use this army, okay? But he is against them, but he uses them for his purposes, which we're going to read in this these chapters of Ezekiel, for his purposes. So it says, I am against you, Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed in full armor, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them handling swords. Persia, which we know is Iran today, Iran, Cush and Put, we know this is Ethiopia, that bottom North Africa, okay? And so with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his hordes, the house of Togarma in the uttermost parts of the north, and all his hordes, even many peoples with you. Now, who are these many peoples? Well, we don't know. This is where it says where it's silent. It's silent. Could it be Russia? Could it be China? We have to look towards the east right now in modern days and watch what's going on. Okay. And who's lining up with who? Okay. So, but what we mentioned is biblical. Now, I could say, oh, that's Russia there. Even many peoples, it's Russia, it's all these others. Well, we can't say it definitely, okay? Even though they are going to play a part in this. They will play a part in this. But we leave it at that. Okay, so Gomer and all his hordes, the house of Togarma in the uttermost parts of the north, and all his hordes, even many peoples with you. Be prepared, verse 7. Be prepared. This is why. Be prepared. Says, yes, prepare yourself. Now he's talking to this army. And this is so fascinating. At the same time, it's very serious. But it's fascinating because every time the Lord spoke to his prophets, he warns us. Every time all the first empires, the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, he warned through his prophets, every time he warned Israel to repent. Most of the time it was to repent, besides Egypt, which really they didn't have a say-so, but they ended up being in bondage. Okay, we're going to go through that, but Egypt was one of the first empires to have bondage or to have them in bondage, okay? And so was it their fault? No, it was the Pharaoh's fault, but there was a reason for all that, and he brought them out. But that's one of the first empires, okay? And so he says right here, be prepared. Now, this is talking about the end times beast. This is talking about that great army that is forming right now. If you would keep track of everything I will tell you concerning Turkey, okay? Concerning Turkey, this is what's going to happen. That part, and I'm going to show you this, okay? Be prepared. Yes, prepare yourself. You and all your companies who are assembled to you, and be a guard to them. After many days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land that is brought back from the sword, that is gathered out of many peoples on the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste, but it is brought out of the peoples, and they will dwell securely, all of them. You will ascend. You will come like a storm. You will be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your hordes, and many peoples with you. Once again, and many peoples with you. So once again, he says, be prepared. He's telling them, be on alert, be prepared. I'm going to use you. Okay. You and all your companies who are assembled to you. All of them, those who are in cohorts. Okay. It's going to be the beast and 10 nations, as spoken of in the book of Daniel. Okay, so they're going to be assembled with him. And be a guard to them. After many days, you will be visited, he's telling them. In the latter years, that means the end times, the latter years, the end days, you will come into the land that is brought back from the sword. Okay, that is gathered out of many peoples on the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste, but it is brought out of the peoples that they will dwell securely, all of them. So right now, what they're dwelling safely, okay? To a certain extent, we know there's a lot going against Israel. We know they're being bombarded. There's enemies all around, and we're going to be talking about, okay? We're going to be talking about that. Because one day they will dwell in safety. They will feel like they're dwelling in safety. We're going to take you to those scriptures, okay? Unwalled villages, okay? So verse 9 says, you will ascend. You will come like a storm. You will be like a cloud to cover the land. You and all your hordes and many peoples with you. Verse 10. The Lord Yahweh says, it will happen in that day that things will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil plan. You will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to those who are at rest, who dwell securely, all of them, dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take the plunder and to take prey, to turn your hand against the waste places that are inhabited, and against the people who are gathered out of the nations, who have gotten livestock and goods, who dwell in the middle of the earth, Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its young lions, will ask you, Have you come to take the plunder? Have you assembled your company to take the prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take great plunder?" Now, once again, when you read this, you're going to see this this truth of this scripture here. Okay, and it tells you exactly when this is going to happen. The Lord Yahweh says it will happen in that day that things will come into your mind and you will devise an evil plan. So who's going to, those things that come into their mind, this great army, the leader of this army, who's going to place that there? It is telling it, the Lord Yahweh is saying this. Nobody else. He's saying it will happen in that day. When's that day? That day will be in the middle of the final 7 years. This is when the invasion happens. This is at the middle of the tribulation, if you want to call. It's a seven-year period. And in the middle of those 7 years is when it begins. The Antichrist, he will reveal himself of who he truly is. For 3.5 years, it's going to be all peace. Okay, this is the death certificate that they sign with the surrounding nations. We're going to be getting into that also. Okay, and so the Lord says, never do this. He told them, never do this. Do not sign any certificates. Do not sign any contracts. We know the Abraham Accords have begun. They have begun to be signed. Now, am I saying that's it? No. But there has been deals that were going on. Because why? We can't blame Israel. Israel, they live in hostility. They live with these bombs coming at them. You know, Palestine and all these bombs always coming at them. They truly, truly, truly don't live in 100% peace. And that won't happen. It will not happen until the Prince of Peace, Yeshua, comes. And he restores everything, and he begins his millennial kingdom on earth right there in Jerusalem. That's when true peace will come. But they want peace though. This is why they signed those deals. And you can't blame them. You can't blame the people from wanting to be at peace. They don't like that. They have bomb shelters. They you know, whenever they get bombarded, can you imagine if you live there? You have to run into bomb shelters because you don't know what's going to happen. If that day you're gonna lose your family because of a bomb, there's been instances just recently that one bomb did get in, and it actually, I think it killed somebody, but it hit an apartment building. And so this is very serious, very serious. And this is the same that we're talking about. This is Islam. This is Islam, that elephant in the room that nobody likes talking about, but that Israel is surrounded by. Okay, and so this, and once again, the reason why I'm bringing you this is so that you'll be awakened to this. Be prepared spiritually, number one. So it says, the Lord Yahweh says, it will happen in that day that things will come into your mind. Okay, so who's going to allow it to come into their minds? It's going to be Yahweh. He says that day will come. And he says, and you will devise an evil plan. So until that day, they're not even devising an evil plan. It's almost like they don't even know it, that they're devising this plan. But many do. Many do. Islam, many do. They have prophecies saying that they will take over Israel. It will be theirs. They have prophecies of their own that they will invade and that will come to pass. And that they will gain the territory, the Temple Mount. And so, verse 11 says, you will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. That's Israel. I will go up there. Let's go. Let's do this. They start devising a plan. It says, I will go to those who are at rest, thinking everything's peaceful. Now, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Because this is where many will be deceived by the beast, by the Antichrist. He's going to bring peace in the Middle East. You must have heard about those coexisting, the Catholics there, all the different religions, even the Jews. The Jewish Orthodox, they're signing these contracts, they're meeting because they want peace, and they're to coexist in the Holy Land, to coexist on the Holy Mountain. These are the beginning of deceivement, because like I said, everybody that doesn't know this right here, they think we just want peace. And so does everybody. And so when it starts happening that these deals are being signed, it is going to seem as though, wow, we got peace finally. And so many at that point will say, you know what? These scriptures, they don't have nothing to do with that. That was the past. Or they'll come up with any other excuse to say, no, look it. We're all at peace. Kumbaya. All of us, we are coexisting. And never does the word of God say that there be coexisters together. Other religions that worship other gods. He never said it. He said it the opposite. He says, do not have anything to do with them. Do not sign anything. Do not come together with them. Because why? He knows how they are. They will deceive you and they'll turn around and stab you in the back. And this is what the Antichrist does. He does this. He turns around in the middle of the last 7 years and he reveals himself of who he truly is. And many are going to lose their lives because they've been deceived, or they received the number of the beast because they've been deceived. Not knowing that they're signing away the number of the beast is a direct ticket to hell. It's a direct ticket to hell. You just sold your soul. Many will be deceived. So this is why I'm bringing you this. This is very important, especially the days that we're living in. It is getting awfully close to this time, to the last final 7 years. It's getting very close. And when you know the players, while everybody's looking to Rome, a revival of the Roman Empire, and this is a big teaching. You can Google it. And all the maps and everything, they're saying it's the revival of the Roman Empire. Big mega churches are saying this. Well, the elephant in the room, it's been going on for a long time. Killing Christians, killing Jews, the invasion of the Ottoman Empire. This is why it's like it is right now. And nobody seems to be watching this. They're watching for a revival of a Roman Empire, where you're going to be sitting there a long time looking for that, and it's not going to be there. Now remember, many peoples will be with them. We don't know who those players are, the other peoples. We don't know. But we do know what we're going to be going through right now today. And then you think about it, meditate on it. If you're one of those that thinks it's a revival of the Roman Empire, or maybe you think that this is not going to happen at all. That this, of course, everybody wants to hear good things. I know this. Everybody wants to hear good things. In other words, tickle your ear. This is, you know, and I myself would like to be spoken the truth. If something's going to happen and something's going to come upon a city or a place, and maybe I'm just making up an analogy. Maybe it's something that's going to overtake your house. Maybe you know something's going to happen to you, and you know this for a fact. You're going to be invaded. You're going to be robbed. You're going to be raped if you're a woman. And you know it for a fact. Then you want to warn that person or that city, whatever it is. Of course you do. That's love. Although it doesn't sound good, although it doesn't tickle your ears, and it doesn't sound pleasant, we got to face the truth here. And that's love. And that's why I'm doing it. That's love. Warning that this day is going to happen. And the good news is that you can be saved. Even though you'll go through it, you'll be saved. Or if it's your grandkids or your children, they'll be saved, because this is going to affect the whole world, but especially in the epicenter, in that middle of the earth. They call it the middle of the earth. That is Jerusalem. That is Israel. And we know God is going to bring this about. So we got to believe God's words, Yahweh. We got to believe his words, not man's words, and be deceived. And I'm speaking to Israel too. The leaders of Israel, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. This day will come. The Lord Yahweh says, it will happen in that day that things will come into your mind and you will devise an evil plan. You will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to those who are at rest, who dwell securely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take the plunder and to take prey, to turn your hand against the waste places that are inhabited and against the people who are gathered out of the nations, who have gotten livestock and goods, who dwell in the middle of the earth. There it is there. Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish with all its young lions will ask you, have you come to take the plunder? Have you assembled your company to take the prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take great plunder? Verse 14, therefore, son of man, prophesy and tell Gog, the Lord Yahweh says, in that day when my people Israel dwells securely, will you not know it? You will come from your place out of the uttermost parts of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It will happen in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, that the nations may know me when I am sanctified in you, Gog, before their eyes. This section of scripture here is what you can't but know that this is the end days, that this has not happened yet, and how serious this is, and the reason that Yahweh is allowing, will allow it to happen. Remember, he's the one calling them out. He's the one that puts in their mind the evil scheme, the evil plot on that day for his purposes. He is the one. And you say, why would he do something like this? Why? When all we want is peace. We got to sit back and say, well, I wonder why. And this is not only talking about Israel, but that's his beloved. Because we have grown so far from his commandments. He left us a list of rules. He left us commandments. And people have been straying far away from them. Not only in Israel, like I said, all over the earth. But that's the jewel. That's his apple of his eye. Those are his people that he raised up. And time again, he disciplined them. And they still don't get it. And so they profane his name. And for his name's sake, he will allow this to happen. Discipline. But he will save Israel. Yes. And we're going to be reading about that glorious day. Because yes, there will be a glorious day. There will be rejoicing. But he's going to make it to where they finally say, wow, there is a God. His name is Yahweh. He did come. We crucified him. We broke his law, every single one of us, me and you, everyone. And he will show himself. But after this, we're going to read that one more time so it can sink in. Therefore, son of man, he's telling Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy and tell Gog, The Lord Yahweh says, in that day when my people Israel dwells securely, will you not know it? Those contracts will be signed. Everything will be kumbaya. Everything will be peace. Like everybody's getting along. And they just won't see this coming. So we want to warn, okay? So it says, when my people Israel dwells securely, his people, you will come from the place out of the uttermost parts of the north. I'm going to be showing you maps right now. You and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It will happen in the latter days and the end days that I will bring you against my land. He's bringing them against his land. You notice how he says his land, because it belongs to him and everything in the earth belongs to him. So he's bringing them against his land. And then you say, why? Why would he do this? Why? Here's the answer right here. It will happen in a lot of days. It says that the nations may know me. Not only Israel. Yes, Israel, but not only Israel. So the nations will know me. So they'll see. He says, when I am sanctified in you. So the nations that are against Israel, those that come against Israel, those that go totally against him, they're going to see, because he's going to sanctify Israel. After this period of time, he's going to bring them up. He's going to deal with them. No military force is going to be able to stop this force. Why? Because God Almighty is the one leading it. He is allowing it to happen. So although we have so many strong forces, United States, all these, nothing's going to stop this army. He is going to stop this army for his name's sake, so that all the nations will see Yahweh is ruler. He is creator of the universe. He is king of the universe. Everybody has forgotten him. Most. I don't want to say everyone, because that's a broad statement. But all the nations that surround, he's going to do it for a purpose. He says, once again, that the nations may know me when I am sanctified in you. In who? In Israel. He's going to be sanctified for his name's sake. He will come down before their eyes. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and continue. The Lord Yahweh says, verse 17, are you he of whom I spoke in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel? He's talking about the Antichrist. What servants? What prophets? Daniel, Jeremiah. You can find it nearly in Zechariah, Zephaniah, Micah. You can find it in all these prophets when you search for it. About this coming day, John in the book of Revelation, this coming day of the Antichrist, this end time, because he has given us foreshadows. Antiochus Epiphany was a foreshadow. The falling of Israel in AD 70, he allowed that to happen. When you truly read the scriptures, he says it himself. Not one stone will be left upon another in my temple, in this temple, because they didn't want to listen. Discipline. Remember, everything is done for a purpose, and he always forewarns us. That was a forewarning by Yahweh the Son, Yeshua. Not one stone will be left upon another. And it happened. But that wasn't the end. That wasn't the end. When Antiochus Epiphanes, when he invaded and desolated the temple and poured pig's blood all over and killed a pig in it, that wasn't the end. That was a foreshadow, almost verbatim, of what the Antichrist will do. Because why do I say this? Because the Lord would have already been back. He would have already established his kingdom. We can't avoid these scriptures. Verse 17. The Lord Yahweh says, are you he of whom I spoke in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for years that I would bring you against them? It will happen in that day when Gog comes against Eretz Israel, says the Lord Yahweh. No one else is saying this, and we must take him seriously. That my wrath will come up into my nostrils. Verse 19, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely in that day, there will be a great shaking in Eretz Israel. Remember, there's going to be an earthquake. There's going to be a shaking in the days of the middle of the tribulation. And then when he returns, of course, we're going to be reading this. These chapters cover all of it. These chapters from 38, I highly recommend you go through them, through 48 is the tribulation, which we have started right here in 38. It'll bring you all the way until he takes them out, when he returns and takes out this army that he's leading up. And then it goes into the millennial kingdom, which we're going to get to, which I said there'll be rejoicing. All these chapters, and not to forget details. We're not going to go through all of them, but I want you to read through them. Details of what the kingdom is going to look like. I'm talking about measurements. Those of you who have the gift of carpentry, of building houses, architects out there, engineers out there. You read the dimensions here. They're detailed. And I don't have it for you today. I got a lot to go through. But there are actual persons that have already measured this out. And they give you a visual of what it's going to look like. The kingdom here on earth. It's amazing. This scripture, this piece of scripture here. That so many other scriptures you can go to cross references all day long. And so we'll get to that point in this series, because it's going to be a series of videos. I believe it's going to be like an hour each one. Okay. Verse 19, for in my jealousy, once again, why will he's going to allow this to happen also? Because of his jealousy. Because of his commandments, because no one's following them. They're worshiping other gods, or they're not believing him at all. They're not even believing him in him at all in Israel. They just go about their daily days like nothing. And I'm not picking on Israel only, but that's the apple of his eye. We know the nations, come on. All over the world, people are forgetting about his ways, his commandments, his Sabbaths. And so we're going to get to that also. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. You can't stop this. Surely in that day, there will be a great shaking in Eretz Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, all creeping things who creep on the earth, and all the men who are on the surface of the earth will shake at his presence. You're thinking, oh, this is his return when he comes to judge the nations. No, we got to read this in the context. He's bringing that army from the north. Read it in the context. Yes, is it going to shake at his presence when he comes to judge? Yes. But we got to read this in the context. That Antichrist beast army, we're reading it right now. He's pulling them down. He's leading it. This is the middle of the tribulation. This is the middle of the 7 years. And all the men who are on the surface of the earth will shake at my presence. Then the mountains will be thrown down. The steep places will fall. And every wall will fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains. Once again, my mountains, he says. So many believe that it belongs to them. So many believe. So many leaders believe that what they are leading or being presidents or leaders over their nations, they truly belong, they think it belongs to them. No, he says, my mountains. Because remember, he is creator of all things. He left us in charge for a long time just to see what we will do if we're going to follow his ways. So this is the day. Verse 21, he says, I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, says the Lord Yahweh, still speaking of Israel, against Israel. Every man's sword will be against his brother. 22, I will enter into judgment with him, with pestilence and with blood. I will rain on him, on his hordes, and on the many peoples who are with him. Torrential rains with great hailstones, fire and sulfur. I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations. Then they will know that I am Yahweh. Once again. Now, right here, what says, every man's sword will be against his brother. Now, we know there's going to be a lot of Islam living in these mountains. So, they will be fighting against each other also. They will. And he's going to allow it to happen. But for what reason? Once again, 23. Because we know the Sunnis and the Shiites, they don't get along. Verse 23, I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations. Then they will know that I am Yahweh. There's a purpose and a reason. And so we go on to the next chapter, and we're going to be briefly going over this chapter. Let me just check this out here. It continues. Remember, there's no breaks like in our Bibles. This is one script. So it continues in verse 1. It says, you, son of man, once again. And now we're going to read this, and then we're going to go back, okay? And we're going to show you some maps, okay? You, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, the Lord Yahweh says, behold, I am against you, Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around will lead you on, and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring you onto the mountains of Israel. He's reiterating again. But for this purpose, look what he does. So he brought them up. They went into unwalled villages. They went into Israel. They desecrated the temple. They ravaged all the people. That many went into captivity. But then, 3.5 years, he's going to bring that same army. This is where he gathers them into Jehoshaphat. He gathers the nation. He gathers that army. This is rejoicing. This is when he returns back. And he allows it to happen. He returns back. And right here in verse 3, what does it say? We can take it from verse 1 again. because they came, they invaded, they conquered. And then look what it says right here, that he brings them back again. It says, behold, I am against you, Gog. He's always been against them. You think he likes looking at all the atrocities that they do? No, but he uses them to bring everything to a finality. And for what other reason? To know, for them to know that he is Yahweh. He is in control of all things. So he brings them back out. He says, I will turn you around, almost verbatim of what he said in the beginning of chapter 38. He says, I will lead you on and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring you onto the mountains of Israel. Yes, he will, but for a different purpose now. Verse 3, I will strike your bow out of your left hand. I will strike the bow out of your left hand. This is the place where you can say, yes, yes, rejoice, yes. That same army, that beast army, the Antichrist. He says, I will knock the bow out of your left hand and will cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. You will fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes, and the peoples who are with you, every single one. I will give you to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the animals of the field to be devoured. This is also spoken of in the book of Revelation. The great feast of the animals. The great feast of the birds and the animals. Cleanup time. The corpses. Verse 5, you will fall on the open field, for I have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh. I will send a fire on Magog and all those who dwell securely in the islands. We're going to be coming back to that on these maps. I will send a fire on Magog and all those who dwell securely in the islands. Then they will know that I am Yahweh. I will make my holy name known amongst my people Israel. I won't allow my holy name to be profaned anymore. Then the nations will know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it comes, and it will be done, says the Lord Yahweh. This is the day about which I have spoken. Those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and make fires of the weapons and burn them. Both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the war clubs and the spears. And they will make fires with them for 7 years, for that they will take no wood out of the field and not cut down any of the forest, for they will make fires with the weapons. They will plunder those who plundered them and rob those who robbed them, says the Lord Yahweh. And so this is when he comes back, but I just want to go back to verse 7 here. I will make my holy name known amongst my people Israel. I won't allow my holy name to be profaned anymore. That's it. Then the nations will know that he is Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it comes and it will be done. This is why we can't change this. This is why we cannot. But we can preach salvation, the good news, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Amen? Says the Lord Yahweh, it's going to be devastating. This is the day which about which I have spoken. This is the day of his return. All the way leading up, once again, start at 38, all the way till now. It tells you the whole rundown, the warning coming. And so, let me go ahead and we're going to go ahead and wrap this up for now. And this is going on 1 hour. Okay, so just be ready to watching out for part two. Okay, and we will continue. Now I'm going to be showing you the proof, okay, And we're going to be going back and showing you all the proof of where Gog and Magog is, all these nations that were mentioned in chapter 38 on your biblical maps, the Bible maps. I'm going to be bringing you that in the next part, okay? Part two of this, okay? In the next video. So be on the lookout for that. I'm not going to leave you hanging, I promise. And we're going to go ahead and do that in the next video. So goodbye for now, but never forever. I'll see you in the next video.
I sit in silence. I sit in silence. Everyone is talking. Everyone is talking. As I sit in silence, there's an elephant in the room.